I hear something
in my microphone.
I feel breathing in my ear, like the way I like to take a nap every day, just like that.
Oh, isn't it soothing?
I don't mind it at all. I also like that you're on the intake.
Oh, but the music's not on the air.
What happened?
I heard it's on this because I was streaming live.
That's clever. Funny. You were like watching yourself on TV while you were on TV.
Where's our? Do we have music? There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a little boost in the volume of the music.
Volume.
Oh.
Is that better?
We're doing it.
Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the broadcast. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, my God. We're delighted to be here as your hostesses with the mostesses.
For
the broadcast.
I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters. You probably think you're hearing double. And you are hearing double. We're a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this from the heart. People can't tell us apart. And it's
fine.
We have a ball with it.
Oh, my. And if our name sounds familiar to you, yes, we are those Filsons.
Yeah, of the Filson family, Filbert Fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fortune built on nuts.
Believe it or not.
I believe it. We're a rich couple of nuts.
Oh, yeah. You know who's a nut?
You're a nut.
Come on. I guess you could say we're a pair of nuts.
Oh, we're making our new engineer laugh over there.
Oh,
isn't that a delight?
He wasn't laughing about 30 seconds ago. He was like, is this on? Is this on?
Do you hit Q? I don't know.
Reminded me of my honeymoon.
I never looked over there.
You're
going to
hear more about that. I love this. Am I the luckiest?
Oh, I am the luckiest, my dear beautiful sister.
Hey, true story.
Hey, what?
Our father, Phil Filson,
may he rest
God
in peace.
Rest his soul.
Yeah.
He said, my beautiful, identical twin daughter.
He used to say this all the time.
He placed this on one on each knee. He couldn't tell us apart.
No.
Poor Sal.
Not to save his life.
We said, don't feel bad, Papa.
No.
He put us each on one knee, his identical twin daughters. And he say, don't rest on your nuts.
Don't.
Go out there and make a difference in the world.
Do something with your lives.
We are, Ron, for sure.
Because when you're an heiress, it's very easy to just skate by. But we do not do that.
We don't skate
anymore.
You know what I'm saying? No.
We don't do it. We don't skate by. We do what we do to make a difference for the people of Vashon Island.
Yeah.
And that's where we are right now. For those of you listening out there in the great world, for those of you in Tenino, for those of you in Spokane.
Both of the Vancouvers.
Boca Raton speaking.
Puyallup.
Everywhere out there in the world. Vashon Island is this bucolic little island in the
Puget
Sound. It's very strange. We do not live here, obviously.
Well, no.
But we come once in a while, about once a month or so, to make this radio show the broadcast.
Sound familiar? Hey, speaking of which, you're listening to The Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. You know their business because they got the org.
Org.
We know that. They're doing business and not monkey business because we talked about this before.
When it's
.biz?
Give me a break. Who are you kidding?
Biz?
You're not kidding me.
No.
You know what's neat, sis? People miss the show. They come in late. They listen. Maybe this is their first time tuning in. They say, oh my God, who are these two?
Maybe they're having surgery. I think that would be the only other reason they would miss the show.
And they'd say, I want to listen to
where can
all
I listen later?
Them.
All of them in
go
a,
to
at the same time.
Go to voiceofvashon.org. And look up the broadcast. It's probably like /.
First, draw yourself a nice bath and open up a nice bottle of bubbly.
Listen to hours.
Listen to it with
your
friends.
This is like episode 16. Can you believe it?
Really?
There's like 16.
Seems like more.
Feels like more. Many hours of broadcast pleasure for you, the people of the world.
Tonight's topic on the Inside the Lens. A closer look at extreme. Who are not so springy anymore. Let me start over.
Okay.
Inside the Lens, a closer look at extreme sports for the elderly.
Oh, we got a good guess. Subtitle, what goes up must come down or out or else.
Well, you had me
at
else.
Can't wait to introduce this very handsome man over
As
here.
As always,
oh,
we have a
strapping.
Fabulous guest with us here today on broadcast. Take our word for it. It's getting hot in here.
It's going to be fun.
Does our topic fascinate you?
It does.
Terrify you?
Yes.
Arouse your curiosity?
Yes.
Stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
Okay. First, what are we wearing today? Nance, you look beautiful.
Thank you. You know, you look good when you're identical twin sisters. You look good.
Photos
Who
to come on Instagram and Facebook. Don't worry.
Just try stopping us.
These dresses we're wearing tonight Astanas, showstoppers, showstoppers.
You heard about like underdressing, overdressing. Yeah. I think we just
salad dressing.
We dress just right.
What you've got there is a black dress in a beautiful, breathable poly blend with gold accents, epaulets, you know,
oh, as if the you epaulets. Are
either Colonel Sanders or Michael Jackson or both.
Oh, boy.
With gems and ropes and a big gold bow. I think you look fantastic.
Identical,
gorgeous.
Identically, my twin sister has gigantic,
thank you,
over the top,
good of you,
gold
to
bows. Yeah. Two of them, one on each shoulder.
Yeah,
and you also have, what do we call these? Are
I'd call it like a braiding.
Yeah, but you know what? Our sleeves, they're adjustable.
Yeah,
for
you can
her.
Bunch them up, or you can wing them out.
Yeah, let it flow.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just doing a lot of casual arm flinging in the studio. We don't really need to have any big movements in here.
Athleisure. Is what they call it.
Yeah, we know that this is flammable, and that's okay. We got lawyers. We don't care about that anymore.
You look beautiful, Nia.
Thank you. I was talking about the overdressing and underdressing and dressing for the
talk pot. About that.
Well, we are just back from the UK.
And some people do not dress for flying anymore. And I hate to fly commercial. We don't often do it, but we did this time.
Sometimes.
And the people in their pajamas.
We do what we have to do because, to tell you the truth, we can't trust anybody with this. We got to see what kind of nuts they're selling on the airlines.
Yeah. And
we've always had private flight situations.
It used to be, back in the days of classy travel, they'd give you a hazelnut.
You would be smoking and
pistachios.
Eating hazelnuts.
Yeah.
For days.
I mean, it was fancy. Now
it was like a party in the sky.
They give you a little packet of snack mix. And I put that in quotes. It's more of the seasoning dust than an
Mile High Club. That was a thing. And we had just the right nuts on board for that.
It was a time.
It was fantastic. So we had to fly commercial.
You could have cutlery made of metal back then, too. Not anymore.
Well, you know, there's a thing with the time. With the time change, the money exchange, and them driving on the wrong side of the road. We were very late. We had to get to our show here.
We were just in the Royal Caribbean? No.
We were the Royal Wedding.
Great Britain.
The Royal Wedding. We saw the hats. We ate the crustless sandwiches.
So classy.
And of course, we had to get to work. We don't just do anything.
Well, yeah, we have a new gig. We have a new gig in the land of the Brits. Fun gig.
Oh, we are so happy to announce that we are the new faces of Two Biscuits Tea Snacks.
Yeah.
The only proper way to drink tea is with Two Biscuits. Hey, we didn't write this.
No,
I don't know. I think they're formally known as Biscoff, but that was Iron Curtain or something.
That was a little trademark issue, I think. So we don't write the copy. We just pose for the print ads.
In the nude, but turns out we didn't need to do that.
Come on. They're European, I apologize. And I apologize to the artistic director a number of times.
This is not Germany.
I did not understand. So
pick up your Two Biscuits while supplies last.
Yes. Hello to our new engineer, Paco.
Hello,
handsome. Oh, listen to that voice. Sexy. Sexy voice.
Hello?
It's surprising.
Is this thing on?
Yes. How is it going over there? You looked a little nervous a couple of minutes ago.
It's been a little while since I've run the board here. So.
And how many times have you done it now?
Once.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey.
So they give us nothing but
everyone's
the best here.
Nervous
Jeez
their
Louise.
First time, all right? Don't worry about
she
it.
She always says that. Paco, what do you have for lunch today?
You know, today I had chicken fajitas.
Ooh, ooh la
did you eat
la.
Local? Is that something homemade or local? You picked it up?
It was a little of both. Yeah, but it was
like that
made with local chicken. What does this mean?
It's called leftovers.
Oh, leftovers.
Right. Do you predominantly do the leftover cooking in your house?
I do.
The heating up of the leftovers? Yeah, are you like, screw it, I'll just take it cold? I hear there's not a lot of microwaves out here.
Do you have a microwave?
Deodorant and microwaves. They don't have a lot of it here.
Plenty of Subarus, though, and armpit hair.
All right, I'm glad we got out of that other way.
And now for a word from our new sponsor.
Another one.
Yeah, another one. Prepared Yellow Mustard. Brighten up your summer luncheon with Prepared Yellow Mustard. Now available in a limited edition summer 4-pack, Prepared Yellow Mustard.
Sis, does that come in any other colors other than yellow?
No. Prepared Yellow Mustard. Doesn't come
canary,
unprepared.
Canary.
No.
Goldenrod mustard.
Maybe.
You know what's always so confusing about Grey Poupon is not actually gray.
It's not gray at
no,
all.
No, not even close.
But it's a grayish yellow if you think about it. And this is the British spelling. Very classy. I want to introduce
a guest. I love that. Can you hear this? Can you hear?
Let's do it. Could it be louder?
I mean, I'm sure it could. I'm sure it could be louder. Or maybe we should all be quieter.
There it is. Oh, he's good. This new engineer. He like he can tell what's coming.
I can tell you favor him. We'll talk about it later.
You're very good, young man.
I'm perceptive.
With a handsome beard. Speaking of handsome beards, I am so happy to introduce to you our guest today. Our Emmy Award-winning guest.
Hey, not everybody
guest.
Can say that. They
That's
tried.
Right. Yeah. Emmy Award-winning guest, Scotty Mac.
Hello, Scotty.
I don't hear. I can't hear him.
I'm not sure he's there.
Is he
there? Very anticlimactic. Oh, that's me.
Ouch. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Shot to the heart.
Can you hear him?
Testing. Do we have a witness?
Testy 1, 2.
Hey, that's my line. Where is he?
We're getting him. And while we get him, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. Cute. Okay. I'm going to tell you a little about this fella. Scotty Mac. I think he is related to...
Oh, I got this. Let's see.
Tell me.
Scotty Mac. I was trying to figure this out. Old MacDonald. Scotty... MacGyver, the guy who fixes everything out of nothing.
Yeah.
Macaroni. Maybe you're of Italian heritage.
Good? Okay.
Macklemore.
Are you related to Macklemore? Yeah. Also from Seattle.
No.
Scotty, do you have a party with Macklemore?
Macklemore-less.
Hey, listen to his voice. Happening? He's got a great voice.
There he is.
And a beautiful
nice
beard, Scotty Mac.
Thank you.
Well, may I call you Scotty Mac?
You may.
I think that's all we know about him. I run through all of the... I've got also here to ask him about Bubs, the Hurricane, and Noxie.
You go by Noxie?
So Noxie was good on the, in college.
Yeah.
They called me the obnoxious one.
Noxie for sure.
I had a theme song, if you'll indulge me.
Please.
Oh, please.
Ding-a-ling, ding-ding-ding, Noxie, Noxie. That goes out to Dave Falcone, my college roommate.
Oh, very good.
Now, truly,
good.
What is...
Listening, Dave. He's in D.C., by the way.
I don't know. When Mac stops there, what is it? What does it finish with?
Lachlan.
Oh, Lachlan.
Oh, are you Scottish?
Are
you Scottish?
On the back of the throat.
From Scotland is crap.
I'm
trying to open
way.
A beer with a carabiner right now because the beer guy didn't bring any.
Oh, clearly here at VOV Studios,
so
they have something
beer guy.
To open.
You're not only an Emmy Award winning director of photography, you're also a brewer.
Yeah.
he's currently just trying
okay,
to open
we'll get
it.
To that. We'll get to that. But I want to talk about this director of photography thing. You've done everything from football to the Olympics to the Red Bull Extreme Sports shoots. This is fascinating.
You know, we have people. We had our assistant Jeff,
G-E-O-F-F.
It's the homosexual spelling. We had him gurgle you. He told us that you've seen a lot of action,
yeah.
Scotty Mac.
A
There's
action.
Just a list here. Travel Channel. Discovery, National Geographic, A&E, ESPN, NFL, NBC, ABC, CBS. The acronyms go on and on and on.
You've been everywhere.
My
Tell
God.
Us, how did you get into this business?
Sixth grade, I started
what?
Shooting with a 8mm camera.
Those were the days.
8mm. Oh,
a little
yeah.
stop action.
Your folks had one and you said, I'm going to go out there and make something.
Yeah,
what did you film
camera.
For the first time? What like, I'm going to train my eye on this.
Little clay heads that were... fighting each other and they ran into a grass hut and it was just, you know, weird. It was,
do you still have a copy of that?
Home animation.
I do. I have it on Super 8 and I actually transferred it to video recently.
That seems like a wise idea because that's Super 8 stuff. I'm always afraid it's going to just disintegrate or something.
It does.
Yeah. So you've been at this quite a while.
Yeah. I've never really done anything else.
You never had an office job?
No.
God bless you. Thank you.
I was an associate producer for a minute and then I got out.
So you
want to be your own boss.
Look at this. He's trying
he
to open,
can't
on
open
the,
his
on the side of the table. A Formica table. This is so classy.
It was something of,
sure.
It's sort of an interview of sorts with our guests of who we're going to sleep with next. And I got to say, you have to be able to open your own beer bottle without
it's
an apparatus.
True. Tell me, you're either not married or you're an adulterer.
We wrung it out.
Either true? Oh, my God. Be careful. Look at that.
It broke. We're just letting you know this beer bottle broke.
Be careful.
Did you just ask our guest if he's an adulterer?
I asked him either. Tell me, you're
you
either not
mind,
married or
mind
you're
being
an adulterer.
One?
Are either true? He's busy. He's occupied.
Hey.
Very good. Oh, he's got a little something for us.
I'm going to pour you a little beer.
Please, okay. Did you make this beer?
We usually don't drink this late in the day, but
you're cute. Oh my God,
an
she's
exception
so funny.
For you, Scotty Mac.
So,
she's so cute.
So, God. My lovely friends met Lawrence Nate Schaefer. And
his one foot.
Oh, we know those interviews. Fellas.
Yeah,
they're Matt
yeah,
Lawrence they're was a guest on our show. Friend of the show. Friend
Nate
of the show.
Nate Schaefer, one of our personal landscape.
She has a cocktail glass.
No, this is for our. Oh, he has one. I don't care what you give. I don't care what I drink it in, as long as it gets in my mouth.
This is gonna. You can pretend you have a highball.
This is delicious. What are we drinking?
So this is our pale ale.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Beautiful color.
Lightly cheers. Hopped. Oh, we're not going to
cheers.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. Stylish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It doesn't make a damn sound.
That's delicious. I miss the clink. Nice. Mm. It's creamy, you know?
Yep.
It's a good session ale. You can drink that one all day.
What is a pale ale made of? What makes it pale?
Very lightly roasted malt. Mm. So you take the malt.
Yeah.
After it's all sugary, and you roast it. And if you're making a stout, you roast it really dark.
Is that the difference?
And if you're making a pale, you roast it very little.
It's just about the roast.
That's it. Yeah.
Roasting time.
Is this like Starbucks and their new blonde coffee or whatever?
Yeah, it's kind of similar in that.
But not crappy.
Not crappy, yeah.
Yeah, the lack of crap is what sets them apart.
When you roast coffee, you The darker it roasts, the less caffeine you're going to get.
So you learn something.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Like laying out in the sun with your a swarthy
with
friend. You're a pale ale.
Yeah.
And she's a dark
she's
roast.
A stout.
She's a stout.
Who are you calling stout?
I'm just using it's a hypothetical scenario here. All right?
So this is no longer just a hobby, I understand. You guys are taking it to the streets.
Yeah, we're taking it to this street, actually.
So this is a Vachon business.
Bought that building over there.
Right across the street.
Yeah, we're going to resurrect.
That's the church, Scotty Mack. That's a great use of a church, in my opinion. But
that is the church. Shouldn't have started
a little down the way.
It's a Presbyterian.
So we're gonna take the old Kimco building and...
exciting.
We're going to resurrect it. We're gonna bring that place back to life.
Oh, it's just a great location right there across from the Snapdragon.
Oh, you got it all. You're right in the heart of the uptown, as they like to call it here. Yeah. That's so cute. Yeah,
exactly.
You got the taco stand nearby, the zombies.
Oh, my God. This is going to blow up.
Yeah. It's going to be big.
So what, you're going to brew your beer, and people can come by and have a sip of it.
Come have it.
How do you buy beer? Is it in a gallon?
This is
a,
called a growler.
A growler.
I love that. Also reminds me of my honeymoon.
Growler.
And so they buy a growler and they take it home and they enjoy it
like
on their own time. It's a good mic.
Growler.
It's the best.
Sorry. Space out there.
Scotty Mac, I understand you got into it with a manta ray once. Please tell me.
Manta rays are not... particularly dangerous. They're large and beautiful, but I stepped on a flatfish in San Diego one time. It's a stingray.
A stingray?
Got the barb right up in the old foot there.
God.
Man, that's a new kind of pain.
Did you pee on it? I've heard about that.
That's jellyfish.
That's
jellyfish. You know, acne. I would have peed on
and
it anyway.
It works for athlete's foot. Madonna taught me that.
And I also learned that from the nettles.
Yeah.
No, it hurts. It hurts.
Not your own pee.
Is it poisonous? Is it dangerous?
Yeah, it's not like you're going to die, but it just
you're not.
Really
but you want to die.
It hurts bad. The lifeguard took me to the little beach house we were renting right there on the beach where we were, put me in the shower.
Sexy.
Sat me down in the chair.
Yeah.
Put a trash can under the faucet and ran hot water. And I had to put my foot in the hot water, as hot as I could stand, and do that for 2 hours.
Does it draw the poison out?
It breaks down the proteins in the poison, and suddenly
this lifeguard goes above and beyond.
Suddenly, it stops. It's like
two hours
of absolute pain with punching the wall and punching my leg.
Oh God!
The best moment in all of it was at one point I was just, you know, every expletive in the book, and I'm pounding on the wall and I'm punching my thigh and I'm just trying. And my 2-year-old son, who's now 11, Louis, was standing in the doorway with his eyes like. As big as saucers.
Don't you wish you could have filmed?
I'm going to be okay, buddy.
Film that whole episode?
Well, actually, I believe there is footage because
that's a play on words, right?
well played. We were down there to shoot a thing with Tony Hawk, and one of my buddies was there.
Tony Hawk and my sister we and
worked
I,
together
we had a
with
wonderful
Tony
last weekend.
Oh,
what a fun guy.
He has got really strong ankles.
He's very talented. Mm-hmm.
He is talented.
Anyway, please go on with your Tony Hawk story.
Yeah, this was more about me. He put a GoPro in the corner of the room while I was in there, MFing up and down. And that footage exists somewhere, but I'm not sure.
I'll text him and see if he can send it to me.
I got him on speed.
Adam Bale has that footage somewhere.
Not a lot of people chlamydia. Can say they had a bathroom stingray Tony Hawk story.
Not
to share.
Everybody.
Not everybody.
But
can
this
say
guy
that.
Can. This guy. I hate to bounce around here, but I really want to. If we're done with marine life, I want to go back to the beer because I understand the business. The whole brand name is Camp Corvo.
Such a good name.
Very
so
good.
Great.
And you have the, you said it right.
The woodswoman. I think that's so clever. Mm-hmm. If you were going to name a beer after my sister and I,
yeah.
I mean, we have some suggestions for you, but what would you think about that? What first comes to mind?
Sexy.
That's a there it is.
Sexy
and seeing double.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know.
Sexy, maybe.
Yeah,
you know,
we'd say like
each.
Dot twice. Yeah.
Yeah. It would have to be duplicitous. There would be,
sure.
You know,
yeah. Like, two-faced.
That's pretty long,
two-faced.
Though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Seeing double.
Hmm.
Twin
oh,
towers.
We could make like a double X stout.
There you go.
There you go.
Wouldn't
you
be our first double X.
Get a third X in there, and we're going somewhere. There.
I love the name Camp Colvos, though.
I do, too.
It's very clever.
I love an alliteration.
Oh, we do.
Love an alliteration. I love the idea of going to camp. Did you go to camp when you were a boy?
I did. Scouts.
Scout camp.
Yeah.
Are you an Eagle Scout? You look like you could be an Eagle Scout.
No. Grandpa was an Eagle Scout. Dad was a Life Scout.
What's that?
Life Scouts. That's
like
highest
the next
level.
That's the next.
That's next level.
You
can
go farther. Your dad went all the way.
The Eagle. It's right before Eagle.
Oh, I see.
And I was
Cub.
Tenderfoot for 4 years.
Bluebell.
Sounds good. That sounds
first,
good. Were you a
the
disappointment?
First level. I didn't get a single merit badge.
You tie a damn knot.
I was having a good time though. Which is, you know,
well, they didn't have merit badges for stingray experiences. Well, maybe they did.
Or
I don't
a bathroom
know.
Experience with Tony Hawk. Although I think we would have that one.
So
know.
You're brewing the beer. You're still doing the camera work and the director of photography business and all of that still
on
happening.
Working on a series right now for Red Bull. It's called Miles Above. It's our third season with the Red Bull Air Force. They're these crazy, crazy knots that jump off of, you know, cliffs and fly out of
it's
airplanes.
It's crazy.
They're fun.
Oh yeah, we
fun
had
guys.
A lot of questions about this. Very carefully.
Yeah,
obviously.
I wait where they're going to land.
Okay.
And just sit there with a camera.
So you're not jumping out of the plane.
No.
That's why he's here to tell us about it.
I am. And you know, they have GoPros all over them, and we have other guys that fly with them who are also in the team or off the team, and drones and all kinds of crazy
stuff. Are
they
all insane?
They like a rush.
What's the average?
They need it.
What is the average age of like an extreme sport athlete?
Yeah.
Is this for the young, or is it for people who've been around and they keep pushing fate?
These guys are very calculated. They most of them have pretty close to 20,000 jumps or over.
Oh my God!
Well, so they're being filmed. They're I mean, who it. Wants to have a bad outcome on TV?
Yeah, right? True.
There is. That wouldn't be good.
Have you ever shot a bad outcome?
Yeah.
No.
Anything bad ever happened?
I've witnessed, but not. It hasn't been part of the show.
Oh, well,
like
I
other
guess.
People,
yeah.
Well, other people are in places.
That's in poor taste.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You must have to travel then. You go all over for these things, like we do when we come to Vashon for the show.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you off to next?
Heading over to Switzerland.
Oh,
just that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to the Alps.
We will. We're going to a little town called Lautbrunnen.
Oh, we know
this
well.
They have the wonderful cream cheese there. We just had a product endorsement.
Yes, we did. And we have a line of comedy clubs. They're mostly in the Czech Republic, but we do have one in Switzerland.
And they're called the Nut Haas.
Nut
Haas. We love
them. So look for it while you're there.
David Hasselhoff is a very old friend of ours. He's the general manager
there.
And you
there.
You
love,
drop our name and
Hasselhoff.
He's going to treat you like a princess. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
He's big in Europe.
Sure
is. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. You know, we're thinking about having...
We're very excited about this.
...a new program. We're thinking about it. We're tinkering. So we want to get in on sort of the hottest new trend. And I think the hottest new trend right now, brand new reality TV.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just
the
hot.
Virtual reality TV.
Yeah.
Like when they're shaking, if they're shaking
the
something, you feel like you're in
all
an
over,
earthquake.
Very nauseating. Do you do that kind of work?
No.
No.
Oh, I think that seems like
you
it's a good
stabilize.
Idea, though.
Why is that such a popular thing with the camera not being very stable? Does it look Does it look exciting? What do you think that's about?
I think it's trying to force drama into not so dramatic.
And moment. Who needs that?
What?
We've got enough drama. We don't need to force it.
You ladies have drama.
Oh, God. I hear the camera puts on 15 pounds.
Is that true? I mean, we don't mind if it does as long as it's on our hair.
I have a face for radio. You two belong.
Look, we're glad you're here because you specialize in extreme sports, and it feels like just shaving our legs every now and then is an extreme sport. Yeah,
but relevant to the people.
Oh, I think the public is very interested in that. You're sitting down, clearly I can see you are, but we're wanting you, Scotty Mac, to film the famous Filson Sisters 24/7.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Even while we slumber.
So we're thinking of a channel, not just a program, but a whole channel. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is all the time.
All the famous Filson Sisters, all the time, 24, yeah. Just us.
And I should tell you, and I'm sure
you're not
going
to need
to
bother going to Switzerland.
We also won an Emmy. Two daytime Emmys for our work in the much lauded Do That To Me One More Time.
One more time.
The dramatic story of the Swinson sisters, identical twin sister, undercover detectives working in the seedy massage parlor sex trade of the 1950s.
It was fabulous.
Do you remember that show?
I don't, but
we won two Emmys for it. Everyone forgets. It was a good storyline. The lighting, though, was terrible. Wasn't a foot my sister was massaging.
No. So with this new program, we want to kind of build on that gritty vibe, you know, sexy. And
we want to
really
push the edges.
Push
right?
The edges of reality TV. Yeah. And it's just us all the time, all the day, doing what we do, you know?
I mean, you will go to Switzerland, but you'll be going with us. I mean, we travel all the time, as you can imagine. But it's just that. It's like, it's getting on the plane. It's flying in the plane. I mean, you may be able to go with us.
On the plane.
It's like when we get up in the morning and we order breakfast from our cooks.
It's the uppers. It's the downers. It's
everything.
It's the uptime and the downtime.
So you guys are on uppers.
You'll be like a member of our family, only you'll be filming us. We won't actually talk directly to
him. Wouldn't it be fun if viewers could wear those goggles like virtual reality? Did they do that?
No, we do a 4D. We're doing it. What's 4D? Smells, sounds, the sights, all of that.
What's the fourth D?
Deli sandwiches.
Okay. Can you do that kind of work? Canisius. Is that exciting? Does that sound fun?
That does sound fun.
Look, everybody wants to be on this. I mean, you're the first person we've told, actually, but you are handpicked for this job, literally. Only a select few know about the details.
I want to spitball a bit about this.
A day
in
the life. Okay, let's talk this.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. We call it Ann and Nancy, Thank You for the Music.
Oh, I like that.
Is that nice?
How about we did it ours way?
Ours way. I like that.
The F channel.
Hello, Oscar.
Hello. Can you win an Oscar for television?
We can
you should.
No. But you can get an Emmy.
Yeah, we've got one.
I think there's some cross-pollination there. When you're really fabulous and there's not enough awards to throw at you, they just put them all in there.
Yeah.
We can get, what's the one Webbies. For the Grammys? We won't even have Grammys, to sing a music. Song in there. Like, here's your Grammy.
Yeah.
We do. We often do like to sing.
We almost want
to We like
me.
To drink a
Almost.
Lot of dry white wine, too. And sometimes people will prefer to watch us drinking wine.
Well, and they can if they watch Ann and Nancy, Thank You for the Music. They can watch us drink dry Chardonnay, Okia the better, whenever they want.
Whenever they want, because Scotty Mac will be filming 24.
But Scotty, you're going to have to 100%. Let go of probably the other jobs, because I'm talking 24 hours, and
well,
I don't know how you do
if you guys can spend all the 24 hours at the brewery or with me.
Oh,
he's
very dedicated.
You really are dedicated.
We could do a guest appearance. What about for your opening night? We're happy to stop by. If it happens to be a time that we're here.
Yeah,
then we will. You could change your opening night to a time that we are here on the island.
We can do
and
that.
Coordinate that.
We can do that.
Okay. When are you opening? Yeah. When is the grand opening?
No.
Oh, I hear this is a very LaShawn thing.
We're opening when...
You never rush it. You never rush it.
You can't rush these
push
things,
a good
especially
thing.
With permitting.
Oh, isn't
well,
that the
also,
truth?
And also the scuttlebutt. There's a very robust gossip train on this island.
Yes, I've heard
whether
that.
You want to get on or get off of it. You got it. You throw out a date, you know it's going to be all over. Especially in a highly acclaimed radio show like this one.
Yeah,
you say
right.
Something like July 2nd, people are going to be lining up. But if you're not ready, that could be bad.
That would be bad. That would be bad.
Hey, I'm empty here. I'm just saying. You make a good beer.
This one's broken, so I don't want to serve broken glass to you guys.
That could be trouble.
But
I'm feeling fine.
What's this one?
We took the same pale ale.
Yeah.
And then we put it in barrel.
In a barrel.
From our good friends at Seattle Distilling.
Oh, just those handsome distillers down the road.
Beautiful people.
And so you use one of their whiskey barrels?
We use their whiskey barrels.
And how did it turn out?
I'll let you know. Now, bear in mind, this is cask style, so it's right out of the barrel.
Cask style. What does that mean? Cask style.
So it's old school. It's not force carbonated.
Oh, so is it carbonated?
It's a little more tepid. It's a little closer to room temp when you drink it. And
it smells great.
It's very, very old world. But anybody that's had the whiskey from...
I like... Oh, God, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't really like it.
It's very nether reaches.
But that's very nice.
It's reaching my nether areas. I love it.
Then have another.
Oh, that's nice. I thought you'd never ask.
We're pretty pleased with this one. And this will be our first offering to the public if you get to the Vashon Sheepdogs. You guys know about the Sheepdogs?
Oh, we've heard of it.
Tell me about this.
I've heard of it. We actually have a question about this. If this is another extreme sport we should be concerned about. Because we want to have our virtual reality TV show.
I'm sure the sheep think it's pretty.
Yeah.
This is a
thing that happens on this insane island where they have a competition.
They already have enough trouble. They're always griping about the fairy lines. So and apparently this is a very popular event.
It's a very strange place.
Everybody come in watching
weekend.
Dogs,
it'll be a
herd,
weekend.
Sheep.
People can drink you beer there at the sheep
This will be
trials.
Offered at the Beer and Spirit Garden.
A very smart idea.
Along with many other of the fine purveyors on the island.
There's good beverages on this island.
There are.
A lot of
I have
nice
to
beverages.
Agree with you.
The winter is long and dark.
Inspires home brewing.
Hey,
are you getting those whiskey notes?
I get the whiskey notes.
It's like a cocktail.
It's like a cocktail.
It's delicious.
And I love a cocktail.
That's
time for our favorite segment.
One of our favorite segments, hot or not.
He's so good.
He's really good.
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
You know all about extreme sports.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about extreme sports in our segment, hot or not. We're going to say something, a trend. You're going to say hot or not.
And in our research for our new virtual reality TV program, the famous Filson Sisters 24/7, we want to be on the cutting edge. And we understand that extreme sports is still a very much of a thing. And I looked it up. Yes. This is not about a rousing game of Parcheesi here. It's extreme sports. Is a subcategory of sports that is described as any kind of sport of a character or kind farthest removed from the ordinary or average, which once again reminds me of my honeymoon.
You know what's extreme? Your eyelashes look beautiful today.
I noticed you're missing yours.
Well,
and I'm sorry because I borrowed it.
Sometimes you just gotta hurry.
Sure, it's radio. Anyway, we're gonna say a trend. You explain that. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, extreme sheep herding. That's so funny.
Wow.
You should have brought that up.
Hot or not.
Hot.
All right, next. Extreme bungee jumping.
Not so good. Extreme pogo.
Hot.
Yeah.
Extreme ironing. Have you seen this?
No.
No, I poop you not.
Get to the YouTubes.
Yeah, on the YouTubes. We see that our assistant Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, he looks this up. And the people are ironing their clothes in remote locations. It is really funny. And really ridiculous.
That's hot.
He says a nice pressed shirt is at the bottom of a waterfall.
A well-pressed shirt.
It's very nice. All right.
Extreme active volcano viewing.
Do you hear about that guy that got hit with the clump in his leg?
Like, my God.
They tell you to evacuate for
a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get
Mount St. Helens all over again?
The storm watch or chase any of that kind of filming?
I did a couple of hurricane runs up and down the East Coast back in the day when I was a news guy. Yeah, that's fun stuff.
Really fun. It sounds scary.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's like being a wedding crasher. How about extreme cheese rolling?
Do you know about this?
No, but
this is a real another
thing
real
in the UK.
Thing. I'll share this on Facebook.
Crazy Scottish people, you should know about this.
They roll down a hill after a log of cheese.
A nice dry
it's
camembert.
It's very steep, and it looks awful, and it looks like whiplash and broken bones.
And they hurdle themselves over the edge of the cliff after the cheese roll.
Crazy.
It's hilarious.
I think we need to bring this to light with our friend Kurt, because Kurt's cheese is perfectly round.
Cheese.
It's perfectly round.
Maybe
it's a great
shingle
idea.
Mill.
Dinah's
top of shingle
top
mill.
Top of shingle mill.
Figure something
I like
out.
It.
Maybe
yeah.
at the sheep herding, extreme sheep herding trials.
You guys have all these ultra marathons.
I always
Let's
think about witch
fun.
Trials whenever I hear that name.
Passport to Pain.
Yeah, oh, the passport to Pain. pine.
Wow, we could chase the bicyclist Passport with cheese pine. Wheels.
And I'll be at the bottom with you and your camera and a nice wheel of brie.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I'll have a nice dry Chardonnay.
What about Dinah's that cheese extreme coming after you. Flying squirrel thing? What people put on like a squirrel suit and they jump
these
off a cliff.
These are my guys. These are my guys.
This is you guys. They do this.
She thought she dreamt that.
I didn't know if I dreamt this. This is real.
It's hot.
Okay. This is.
In fact, the company Squirrel. Squirrel suits. Yeah, they make them over in Shelton.
You're kidding me.
Right here. Well,
right here in Washington State. Right
the squirrel costume?
Squirrel. Squirrel suit.
Oh my God. It's a real jumpsuit. Thing. A squirrel jumpsuit.
Does it have a big fluffy tail?
No fluffy tail.
It's more about the wing than
if
the
there's
tail.
Anything coming out the back, tail. You know the guy's not doing it right.
I see. Have you done the squirrel thing? Would you do it?
No. Like I said,
he's
I
in the bottom.
Where they
he's
land.
Just taking the pictures.
And you're a father. Bomb. You've got responsibilities.
Right.
You've got two children, am
we
I right?
We read his bio. He's two that
Hashtag
he knows of.
TLDR.
Reading your bio was like an extreme sport.
That was a
it was
very
wonderful.
Extreme
what
bio.
Do you, what do you call this? What is this TLDR?
Hashtag TLDR. Too long, didn't read.
This is like one of those kids nowadays. Yes.
I know. I love to stay hip with the young people. Mm-hmm. And I go to raves, and that's mostly how I learn about what they say and what they do. Kids are so
it's
fun.
It's her excuse to take psychotropics. She doesn't go anywhere. She turns on the dishwasher. And she
has
a good time.
That was fun. Thank you for doing that segment with us. Mm-hmm. Now, in our day, it was all about cocaine.
We
you
would
didn't
just do
need
the
to jump off a cliff.
You didn't need dopamine or endorphins.
You got it. You got it the chemical way. Mm-hmm. Could you turn that little the glass shod lip of a bottle into a ring, soften the edges?
I was just
and
thinking, but it's
kind of cool.
Sharp, yeah.
You need somebody to
that was extreme.
It.
That was extreme bottle
beer.
Opening.
Yeah.
If you chug that beer with a broken glass in it, that's extreme.
That's extreme.
Would
glass
we be smart
consumption.
To involve any of those, especially like the extreme bungee jumping
into our
program?
I don't what do you know. Think?
I know some guys that would take you on a tandem jump.
Yeah.
A
twofer.
Now that sounds fun.
Exactly.
Sounds like a lot of fun. How old can your bungee be? You know, I mean, how old do these extreme athletes get?
I think the elasticity of the bungee wears mm-hmm. down.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
We've heard. We've got doctors for that.
Mm-hmm. We did once go bungee jumping. Do you remember this? It was about 1996.
In Tanzania, formerly known as Tanzania.
Yeah, and we jumped off a bridge. And it's funny because we were both wearing white
I
cotton
remember
caftans.
It was Marc Jacobs by Marc Jacobs yep. for Marc Jacobs. And they were fabulous.
Uh-huh. And we jumped in right into the water. And then the next thing you know, you're wearing a white caftan. It's like a wet caftan contest, you know?
Yeah, you know how these things turn out.
Very revealing. Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. What a fun
oh,
time.
Oh, here comes our favorite segment. It's called Call Jim.
Let's do it.
That's
this
cool.
is where we call Jim.
Jim.
Jim Marsh you at the Chamber him? Of Commerce.
He loves fielding our questions.
The Sean Chamber of Commerce.
Oh. We like to dig deep in this little burg, and he is the fella who knows everything about what's going on at the Sean.
He knows it all, and he does it with style and panache.
Plum.
He wears a bow tie.
Sometimes.
Dapper socks. Like, he's the kind of guy who wears novelty socks.
He's really turned this place around.
We better turn this song off before we have to pay a royalty.
Good idea.
Expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. Oh, yeah. And you know, what's
it's like
her
Dusty
name?
Dusty Springfield?
No. Oh, gosh.
Nancy
it's on the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Petula Clark.
Petula
always
Clark.
Forgetting a name. And we have a story about her.
Oh, Petula.
Petula Clark used to be... Oh, are we there? This is my favorite part when he answers the phone. Ring.
Hello, Vashon Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hello,
do you know who this is?
You sound like it's Friday. It's only Monday.
It does sound like Friday to me.
You sound
have
tired,
a long
honey.
Weekend?
What's that? Did I have a long weekend?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I did a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Those are always very...
Exhausting.
Very taxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very taxing.
Giant scissors.
Yeah, giant scissors, you know. I feel like I'm compensating when I carry them around.
What ribbon did you cut?
For the Vashon Community Pub. Down
now, this
here
is
by
another.
My office.
This is a different brewing situation. We're here meeting here right now with Camp Colvos.
Oh, awesome.
So Scotty Mack is sitting in the chair now.
I hear that
Hello,
pub is
Jim.
Delightful. I want to stop in and have a little drinky poo and a little, you know, a nosh.
Let's do that.
You,
but Jim.
You should. They have noshes and they have drinky poos.
Perfect.
It's a good combination.
It's a set. Great combination.
Well, that is set.
So good to talk to you. I'm so sorry you're exhausted. I'm going to send you a little something.
Have a seat.
I'm going to send you a little something.
Just a tiny bit of cocaine.
Take one, and if it doesn't work, take another in an hour, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's for the nose.
Sounds great.
Okay, now listen, Jim, we're working on something. We're working on a program, a reality TV show.
It's all new, virtual, cutting edge.
Cutting edge concept to be filmed at various locations where we live around the world, including all over Vashon Island.
Isn't this exciting, Jim?
We're getting some film permits.
Are you catching on here?
Are you excited?
You think the Strawberry Festival is big? Sheepdog Trials?
Yeah,
hold Child's
on.
Play.
Hold on to your shorts, Mr. Yeah, yeah.
What
is
your plan for crowd control? This is obviously why we're phoning you here today, because this is happening. We have Scotty Mack here.
We've got our filming.
He is our extreme photographer.
Director of photography.
Yeah. And you have us, the stars of the show, and you just need to take care of the rest.
You got to expect a whole lot of visitors,
lot of visitors.
Because you know how people flock to Forks or Roslyn for those vampire movies or whatever? This is going to be
Walk
like that,
hook.
But more so.
There are going to be so many visitors to Vashon Island for this, Jim, that it's going to be at risk of sinking.
The island will sink, Jim.
It's going to be dangerous.
Okay?
So we'll be like Venice.
Yeah, I do. Oh, thank you for asking.
I thought he asked if I liked liked
don't say
venison.
It.
Do I swear he just asked me if I wanted to eat some venison.
I love venison.
I don't. I think that's a code word.
We have plenty here.
Yeah, that's for sure.
with that many people, you know, they may start demanding a bridge to get over here.
Okay, do you like that idea?
What about a bridge? It could be called the Famous Filsis Memorial Bridge.
It could be the Filson Bridge,
yeah.
Well, memorial means that you
it's memorializing us. We don't care.
Someday.
We're never going to die with that bridge.
I think it would be nice for people because it's such a pain in the ass to get on that boat, get in that line.
We've told him about it.
Don't you come over by helicopter, though?
Often. No. We leave by helicopter.
Because
we just pretend we have a little mild myocardial infarction. That's how they say it. It's an infarction. It's a real word.
It's an infarction.
Lickety-split, they throw you on that helicopter and they take you to Capitol Hill.
How do you drive and meet you at Harbor View?
Drop you off
fine.
At 9th Avenue up there by Harbor View.
But
it's
not easy to come in by helicopter.
No. We usually have a private boat.
But that's actually something I was going to ask you, because we're going to need trailers for shoes, for wardrobe, for hair and makeup, for our personal masseuse / pharmacist, and he only travels by helicopter
pad.
So we do need a pad for him. But I think it's going to be huge for the Vashon
economy.
We know it.
This is very important film to come to this area, Jim, and I think you want to be in on the ground floor with this. I mean, you're the guy who's going to take care of it. There's all sorts of little ancillary businesses, you know, that show up.
Of course.
Around such things like
shooting
the Filson Sister t-shirts,
mugs,
the water bottles, the sex.
Craft services.
The sex trade. It's going to be through the roof.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are going to be good for business.
It's
going
to be crazy. So it's going to be a real big boost
Total
to
bonkers.
The economy. Who do you recommend for craft services?
For that kind of thing, well, you know, we do have Urban Feast.
They have a wedding?
They have an Urban Feast.
Urban Feast.
Yeah, oh, right.
But, you know, I think everybody should be eating vegan, so I think that would be a good thing for Pure.
All right.
Okay.
I'd be for Dre, we're all the smoker over there.
Oh, just, right. Yeah, you know, for gravy.
Gravy sounds delicious. Every day.
How about we do a table of gravy, a table of Pure?
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
We got a little of the veggie heads. We got the meat heads. We got a lot of venison on the island.
What if it was an all venison lunch every
beer?
Day?
We get lots of beer on the
Interesting.
Island.
Interesting. Jim, you're full of great ideas.
Thank you,
Bramble
Jim.
Bramble House to bring some asparagus.
You're very welcome.
Do you have a security detail that we can hire that's ready to go?
Oh, my God. I hadn't even thought about
you
that.
You have that's to basically great. Rent or pay for King County deputies.
For some muscle?
Off time, yeah.
I'll take
it. How many police officers?
Or hire private security.
All right. How many police officers do you have on the rock at any given time? For like the Strawberry Festival. How many cruisers?
Strawberry Festival, I usually hire about three or four.
Three or four cars with seven men in each, or just three or four people?
Just three or four people.
All right, I'm a detail person, Jim. Just bear with
Jim,
me here.
This doesn't bode well.
One at the north end, one at the south end, and one at the Beale Garden.
Tell me about this. What about a regular day, like today? What if I need
like
help?
Today? You call 911.
And there's a sheriff?
I would have my assistant call 911.
A private dick? Yeah. What's going to happen?
No, it's there's sheriff deputies on the end.
I like the sound of the private dicks. We could just get a whole fleet of them.
Reminds me of the Winston sisters.
What would that call? Like a cadre?
A cadre.
If you want more than King County, you can hire. There's all sorts of security companies.
Are there people?
You're connected. You should
These two are walking around the streets.
Right? Yeah, we want to walk unfettered, and Scotty needs to have a lot of room for his camera work, and we just want to walk very naturally.
What's a boom, Jim?
He's going to bring a boom.
A loud noise.
Okay, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think when you
see our boom,
I think you're in over your head, Jim. I hate to break it to you.
I'm not a film person.
Well, I can see that.
You're a bum. You're a bum is what you are, Jim. You got to learn more about the film industry because this is huge.
So cute.
You know, this happens a lot up in Vancouver in the British Columbia.
Yeah, they give
they
tax
blew
incentives.
Up.
Yeah.
It's big.
I think you need to get to work.
I think, Jim, if you put in some really good tax breaks for
yep. See?
See? We had a question see? About tax incentives.
Yeah.
Incentives.
So yeah, what do you think about it, honey?
As much as I would love to be a regulatory organization, we are not.
What do you mean by that?
I haven't been regulatory since the 1960s.
But you do make things happen.
I can help
right,
you with
Jim?
That.
You make things happen, right?
Hot flashes!
Jim, I thought you were the mayor of this town. You telling
no,
me
there
that?
Is no mayor of the town. There's only unofficial mayor.
I think he's pretty close. He's the one whose phone number we have.
He's the governor
he's
of the
like
town.
He's like the master.
He's just humble.
I'm shooting the next mayor tomorrow morning, by the way.
What?
Yeah, so you shouldn't Wars, admit that on the air.
The Star Wars. Yeah, I'm going to shoot you again. I'm a camera guy. I can say that. But we're shooting the droids.
BB-8.
We need those votes for VARSA, man.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. VARSA. I believe that's for the schools foundation,
Varsity.
Honey.
VARSA. That's it.
No. Wrong.
Oh, confuse him. Hey, Jim, just want to let you know. Jim, we're done with you. I guess we'll just have our people get a hold of you like we usually do. And we'll let you know when everybody's showing up.
Sign
and Scotty will talk to you about the waivers.
Sign the permits.
The waivers, the permits, the craft services, the lollipops.
You can pass the legislation if you need to. It doesn't matter to us. Get it done however you have to. Okay,
Jim, one passing thing. Can you make sure there are no Subarus on the streets when we come into town? Is that possible?
I think you might have a revolt.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks, Jim.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Jim.
And now a word from our new sponsor.
We had dirty with sponsors this week. A word from our sponsor, Lifties, orthotic brassieres for women of a certain age. Senior women have unique challenges when it comes to the bosom. Lifties are here to help. With a unique anti-gravity status, patent pending, and space-age poly-blend fabrics for breathability, Lifties will leave you pointing in the right direction.
Upward and outward with Lifties. Hey, what's in the news today?
Hawk. Oh, yeah.
This one's royalty-free. Play it all you want.
Oh, this one. All right.
What's in the news, babe?
By the way, I worked in the news for a long time.
You did, so you know all about it.
Maybe would you like to read this one? This is in the news. It's right here. We're gonna have our guest read the news. Go ahead.
Let me see my glasses here. Yeah. Monica Lewinsky is once again taking on the chin. Maybe I think you guys missed a word there.
Maybe Nancy should read it.
Yeah. Hand it back. It's in Braille.
This beer's really good.
Hieroglyphics.
No, you just left a word out. Monica Lewinsky is once again taking it on the chin from Bill Clinton.
What?
For the second time, he's staining her with his male ego and won't wipe up the mess he's made.
What are you talking about?
Interviewed by NBC, he feels he doesn't owe her an apology.
Come on.
Also, that he likes with the Me Too movement. He likes the
Me Too moment.
Oh, you put a W with a slash.
You have to edit as you read.
Look, it's Jeff.
You have to edit as you read.
What's the W with a slash mean? I thought that was weird.
Well, it does.
He likes the Me Too movement. So, yeah, that's interesting.
But he doesn't agree with all of it. That's what he said.
Maybe the Bills.
What an idiot.
He shouldn't open his mouth.
Maybe the Bills can get together and take a flying beep.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby, Bill O'Reilly, Bill Jimson.
That's the pervert who lives next door in our neighbor's casita in Palm Desert.
Yeah, there you go.
That was something else. Give me that.
I cannot believe
this. I can't read the next one anyway.
Keep your mouth closed. Why is he such
Why would
a
even
stupid
mention
idiot?
It? What are the worst thing to say?
You just leave it. Leave it. Just say, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because you're an idiot.
He said, I said sorry way back
to
when.
To the public.
Yeah, but he's not helping her out.
But I'll tell you something. He's very charismatic.
Do you remember the time I went into the dry cleaners?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was the one time, literally, I had to pick up a dry cleaning.
People do
that. We were in Virginia. No. We were in Las Vegas. I remember the date. I remember everything about it because I've never had to do any kind of like laboring work like that. Yes. We pick up our own dry cleaning.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Outrageous.
Well, there was a problem. We were in the penthouse. We thought they were, and it's delivered someone else. So I went down there to take matters in my own hands. I went in and I said, I need this taken care of now.
Yeah.
And they said, we have express services, Ms. Filson. We'll get right on it. Yeah. And they said, if you can tell us what the stain is, it'll help us a lot, you know, get this out really fast. And I said, yeah, because of the enzymes, right? The proteins.
Yeah.
And the riboflavins. And I said, I don't know. Could be any number of colors of wine. I mean, does it matter? It could be a Bernays sauce. I don't know. I mean, I'm a messy eater. Yeah. I'm a good eater. And he said, okay, Monica Lewinsky.
No, he didn't.
That's what he said.
No, he didn't.
I had him killed.
And do you want to tell me for 1 second that that man doesn't owe her an apology, that she's the butt of a joke for the last
27 years? She's the butt of a joke. Any kind of stain on your finger, it's ridiculous.
Bill.
Keep your mouth shut, Bill.
What do you think of this guy, Matt?
All the bills. All the bills. Cosby, man.
Hello, darling.
Cosby just...
It's so disgusting.
Abhorrent.
It's so sad to me.
One of my fellow Philadelphians, too.
Oh.
Sad.
You know, you think this guy's a good one.
I think he's a homo sapien. He should keep his hands to himself. I don't care where he's from.
I don't expect Bill Clinton to be, you know, a church choir boy.
Look, what, you know, he's a politician. What I expect him to do is keep his mouth shut. Has he not learned anything?
Yeah.
I like, what was this quote that we came, he likes the Me Too movement, but not all of it.
Come on.
There's parts of it.
You know what? There's parts of it he doesn't like so much.
Yeah. All right. We're getting political. I'm getting really worked up. I got to take my thyroid at this point.
I am getting mad.
This is one of our favorite segments. It's called Who's Touching You Now? And you understand that we are identical twin sisters. And I don't feel bad if you don't know who's Anne and who's Nancy.
I don't know.
We can barely.
You don't have to know.
Yeah.
This is the fun part. Close your eyes.
All the way.
I wish we'd brought a blindfold.
Huh?
Like a silk
blindfold.
Wouldn't that be fun? I'll just put my lid down over my eyes.
Okay, he's going to put his hat over his eyes.
He's a handsome man and a handsome man.
We are going to touch you, and you're going to have to guess whether it's Anne or Nancy touching you.
Okay, you ready?
And enjoy the sounds of charo as we touch.
Oh, this is nice.
Okay, here it comes. Here comes the touching.
Paco? Is that you, Paco?
Nance does have very hairy and large hands. Ooh. So I
Hello.
Understand what you're thinking.
That was Nance. That's Paco. Oh, fingernails. My fingernails.
Okay, that was fun.
That was.
All right.
And you were wrong every time.
You may
but don't feel bad.
Eyes.
I just think that's so relaxing. You know what that segment reminds me of?
What?
When you finish with the yoga and then they say, like, do the... What is the
Shamamanasana. Not
the dead person pose?
Yep, Shamamanasana.
And you just lay there and take your nap.
And you relax.
And all the gas, you just
comes
off
right
gas.
And sometimes if you get a teacher who's real handsy, he'll come and like pull your neck. Pull your neck a little bit.
I love that. But that's what always reminds me, that part. I just think I'm so lucky that our guests get to experience that.
Yeah.
We're touching them and listening to charo.
It's
must be probably the best thing they've done all
Did you
year.
Enjoy it?
It was fantastic.
Well, that
fantastic.
Made me hungry, all that touching.
Let's do my favorite segment, Nut of the Night.
Okay. I thought that was the Bill Clinton story.
So, Scotty Mac, as I'm sure you know, people from all over the world
send us
nuts because we're nut experts. So I have a box here. I'm going to unpackage this box for you ASMR people. Here comes the unpackaging. They love it. Tingles. Hashtag tingles.
Nice Foley work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Now, these nuts came to us anonymously. Do you think we should eat them?
Oh, clearly.
I'm nervous. It said to the famous Filson sisters, and it said from, and then it had a big question mark.
Yeah, but then it said XO.
Could be anybody.
Could be. We don't know if it's male. We don't know if it's female. It doesn't matter to us at this point.
We'll
eat anybody's nuts.
So this, they sent us dry roasted and unsalted Oregon hazelnuts from Trader Joe's. Why not?
Well, good product endorsement.
I mean, I'll tell you what. It's accessible. Anybody can get these.
Sure. If you have someone
fancy
to do your shopping for you.
So I'm just going to take a couple hazelnuts.
You know what's really important is to always have, whenever you're feeling a little peakish, you're feeling a little down, Scotty Mac, you grab your nut sack and you're ready to go. It's a immediate pick me up.
That's really, the people are really feeling it. This is the 4D, you know?
Crunchy.
Yeah. The deli sandwiches.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. No. Thank you to our anonymous fan.
I'm feeling a little sealed.
Faint. What's our P.O. box if people want to send us nuts? What's our P.O. box?
P.O. box 3211.
Vashon Island, Puget Sound, Washington.
9807.
Yeah, you got it.
Not bad. Thank you, Anonymous.
Really good with a beer.
I hope that we survived the night. If we didn't, it was the hazelnuts.
Beer nuts.
Oh, my God.
It's funny to me, in here, in the Northwest, you call them hazelnuts. Now,
filberts.
We call them filberts.
Right. I know.
Hazelnuts is kind of fancy. And a pistachio? Ugh, color is very off-putting.
Yeah. How about a walnut?
Oh, well, too lifelike. A little wrinkled. I thought you would say that.
Oh, you are listening to the broadcast on The Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
You've got a mouthful of nuts, then we should go right into our favorite segment.
Every segment.
Anna Nancy.
Every segment is our favorite.
People send us letters. People need advice. People need help.
And Scotty Mac, you seem like a man of the world.
Yeah.
My sister's going to read you a letter from a real person. Mm-hmm. She's got troubles. We help everyone.
Wait,
okay?
What's your sister's name?
No.
I'm Nance.
She's either Anne or Nancy. I'm Anne. Who knows?
She's Nance. Which
one? See, you guys are doing
it. I know. It
happens
to us.
Anne and Nancy Filson. Have you heard about this crazy thing? We got a little letter one day from one of our lawyers from Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Come on. Cease and desist. Cease
nothing.
And
you know what? And for sisters, they don't look anything alike.
At
not
all.
Like my identical twin sister and I.
And I
and that music, the whole dog and the butterfly, pot music.
Pot music.
I didn't say pop music either. I said pot music.
No. We would never sing about dogs. Butterflies, maybe.
Sure. Dog but in the same sentence, also since the cease and desist, it's gotten a little better. But we were here first, clearly. We've been around a lot longer than
Anne and Nancy.
We've been singing before they even tried to
listen. Hashtag Anne and Nancy. And,
Step off.
Did you hear that they're feuding, the two?
Yeah, they are.
Really?
We never fought.
And
we do not fight.
We don't fight.
We don't fight.
No, we know where our bread is buttered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We keep a copacetic between us.
Anna Nancy Wilson, if you're listening
now. We'll see
now,
when the 24/7 show starts.
Yes, you will.
We don't even have to be on our best behavior. It's like this all the time with the beer and the nutsacks and these handsome
when you're an
engineers.
Heiress, what's there to fight about? You got everything you need.
We have everything we want.
So Anna Nancy,
we fill up our time helping other people.
Whoever did it, apologize. Come on.
No, stop fighting.
Let bygones be bygones.
So my sister Anne is going to read a letter from a real life person who needs real life help, and we're here to help. And we're going to ask Scotty to just weigh in.
Great Foley.
I'm in.
Okay. Now, and if you have a question, you need some help. Can Anne and Nancy Filson help you? Yeah. Would Anne and Nancy Wilson help you? I doubt it.
We'll never hear back from those two.
I doubt it.
Too busy changing their strings or something.
So email us. Email is easy to
remember. Very easy to remember.
It's an acronym for The Identical Twin Sisters.
T I T S at TheFamousFilsonSisters.com.
T-I-T-S at FamousFilsonSisters.com.
No biz here.
We will respond to your email, and if you're lucky, we'll put you on the app.
Post haste. All right, read the letter and help us out here.
This one came to the post office, I should note. The post office box that Paco just told us about. Dear Ann and Nancy, I've just moved to a new town, and I'm looking to make some new friends. I know parties are a great way to meet people, so I'm having a sensational candle party. That's capitalized.
Oh, boy.
Sensational candle. Both of those capitalized. Party. Where guests can meet and mingle and buy high-quality, affordable, scented candles for their home.
TM.
Okay. Here we got a problem. Let me continue. I invited all the people who live in my apartment building and the ladies from Curves. So far, no one has RSVP'd. Why are people in this day and age so rude and inconsiderate? Signed, new in town, Silverdale, Washington.
Scotty, lead off on this.
Move to Vashon.
Do people RSVP here? I hear that's like a purple dragon.
But if they don't show up, it doesn't matter.
Maybe she's in the wrong town, you're saying.
If they don't show up, it doesn't matter. That is a confident man.
Would people come? If she moved here, would people come and buy her scented candles?
No, they would probably harass her for trying to sell them.
Because she'd be like a chain store.
That's no way to make friends. That's no way to make friends. You don't want to have people over and try to sell them something, right?
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am getting in the business of selling beer.
Are you listening?
But
you're
not doing it door to door.
Right. Or inviting them
in. But you could, because this is good stuff.
But a beer party is not a bad idea.
I do like it. With a scented candle? How about a scented beer candle?
Our Mary Kay gal turned out to be one of our closest friends for many years.
Yeah.
Mary Kay.
We also found she was out embezzling from us.
You guys were taken by the pink Cadillac. It wasn't
Well, I do. Like
we started the idea of the pink Cadillac. Incentivizing your staff is one of our fortes.
But now it feels like everything is multi-level marketing. You can buy those Lulu LaRoche pants. You can buy the lipsticks, some eyelash serum. I mean,
and my sister does it all. She has a soft spot for the products. Mm. I'm telling you what, she really does.
From back in the day, Tupperware, I bought it all because I feel sorry for.
Never had a leftover in her life.
It's always a housewife or a lady who's trying to restart her life. You know, get a little something new for herself. And so I feel bad.
Picking yourself up by your bootstraps is a great idea. Yeah. You should give all that Tupperware to our engineer Paco. Because he sounds like he eats leftovers.
Yeah. Do you like leggings?
We have a lot of leggings.
A lot of Lulu, LaRoche.
A lot of hair.
We have been given so many animals. Well, we're talking about swag.
Harry's razors. That's what we
I don't know. So but what you're saying is you don't invite people over and then you peddle to them.
What should she be doing?
Buy a couple boxes of wine.
And just say, come snacks. Over. Come
say,
over.
Come say hello.
If someone says, my, your house smells amazing. This Moroccan spice vanilla is just incredible in your house here in Sofidel.
Apple pie, chai,
and
tea.
Pumpkin pie. That's such a favorite.
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, that's my sensational TM candle.
Yeah.
And then maybe that goes from there.
Leave it right there.
Right? Yeah. Goes from there.
Oh, I can get you a catalog if you're interested.
Oh, yeah. Here's an order form. Here's an order form, Betty. Yeah.
And no more
thanks
talking
for the casserole.
About it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No more talking about it.
Folks here on Vachon, I know the potlucks are very important, but the RSVPing, not so much.
Yeah. But people go. People go out. People like to get out and do things around here.
What's your date night like around here? I mean, what do you do for fun?
You go to
when you take the little woman out, where you go? You take her out for a spin.
We come uptown, have a nice meal, check out some music.
Where do you have a nice meal?
Tell me about
this
nice meal.
What do you mean nice?
We actually, Thursday night, we had just an amazing meal. It was a birthday. Matt's birthday is 2 days before Kate, so the day in between.
Oh.
This is one of your business partners?
Yeah, Matt Lawrence.
And your life partner.
And your lover.
And my lover.
All right, got it.
And the four of us, his wife Mary,
all right,
lovely woman,
swinging,
not bad. Catholic.
No, it was sweet. No. We went Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
We went to
Catholics don't swing.
Well, the same.
Yeah, they do.
No,
yeah.
they sway from side to side.
Best kept secret. Best kept secret.
They sway.
Catholics love to swing.
Uh huh. Anyway, we went to Bramble House and
finest. We had Miss Lyra Bardeen.
Chef Lyra.
She was fabulous. Lyra Bardeen. We had her on the show. She brought us some noshes, and let me tell you,
she's amazing.
Off.
And the ambiance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the place
lovely.
Is
so what do you have?
Lovely.
So we got like four different apps, four different plates.
We did the
shift, you know?
Oh,
you take a bite, you pass the plate. You know?
I bet you the Catholic like that.
Matt couldn't keep his hands out of my steak, though.
Ooh.
That's what I've heard about him. Handsy. Mm-hmm.
Handsy with the meat.
But he's cute. With the meat. I'd let him put his hands all over my steak.
She did. Pork chop.
He was a wagyu.
Oh, the wagyu beef. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good top Lord. Notch. I love what the Japanese are doing with the beef.
Perfect.
Love it.
So your beautiful wife just had a birthday.
She did. She
Good
did.
Good for her. Good for her.
What is she, 35 now?
Couldn't be. 32.
No, 29.
Mm-hmm. She's a looker.
Doing it right.
I've seen her around.
Yep, I googled her.
And sweet as pie.
Way mm-hmm. overachieved. I way overachieved.
I mean, you married up. Yeah, how did you do it?
Sales. Sales and marketing.
Scented candles. That's what he was going to say.
It was my sensational candles that just kept her around.
TM.
For 21 years.
21 years.
Wow. Yeah. Keeping the music alive.
Yeah.
Well, she can't. She's on an island.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
very clever of you.
That's the thing.
And you've trapped her with two children.
Big moat.
That's
you have some cute little boys.
I do. Lou, Seamus.
Oh,
awesome.
Cute names. Do they also go by Mac?
Louie Mac. Shamey Mac. Katie Mac.
Oh, you got a whole thing.
We got the whole E-Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. Is your father alive and well, and would he consider
dating
us?
He was up here 2 weeks ago.
Is he single?
No.
Darn it.
We'll change that.
He's been married for 60 years.
Too long.
To your mother?
To my mother.
What do you know?
Yeah, we'll I think they're listening.
We'll see what happens.
If
will
they
happen.
Figured out the International World Wide Web this evening.
What are their names?
They are Jim and Leslie.
Hello, Jim and Leslie. He's in good hands.
Leslie's better known as Lolly.
Oh, I love Grandma Lolly.
That's cute.
If you look up mom in the dictionary, there's her pic.
Aww. I'm melting here. I'm melting.
She raised about 30 kids. And Big Jim, you know, kept the iron fist.
Ah.
Kept us all in line.
Someone's so good cop, bad cop.
It's kind of a good cop, bad cop thing, yeah.
Do you do that
in velvet.
It's more like coddling and spanking.
Cuddling and spanking.
Oh.
Cuddling and spanking.
Yeah.
I remember when like spanking was a really big deal.
When you could do it.
Yeah, especially in Germany in the 1960s. Yeah.
So fun. Yeah. So fun.
In the 40s.
Do you think we should spank children more?
No.
No.
You think we should have more children?
But look at you. You're a nice guy. Spank? Yeah. And you got spanked. You turned out all right.
I did. It's called evolution.
Evolution. Interesting. Do you think kids today are rude and inconsiderate as new in town does?
I think they can end up being a little entitled.
Sure, the truth.
But it's empowering. I mean, we empower them.
It's a certain age of parents, good. A certain era of parents, a certain demographic, and they want all the best for the precious babies.
Yeah. Now, we were children enough work. So very long ago.
Oh,
children
so very
were not,
long, my God.
Nobody paid attention. You had a child, and you left him with the nanny. Yeah.
Seen and not
heard.
You never
saw him again.
Seen and not heard.
If that, you were lucky to be seen.
We were raised very, very wealthy, though. Sunday supper. And we were always on the stage. It's a little bit different. We had to work hard.
You have six kids?
Six kids in my family. Okay.
Where do you fit in?
I'm number four.
Number four.
Not bad.
I was number four, like the youngest, for about 5 years. We were right in a row.
And then
that's a wrench to the system.
And then I was 5 years old, and then he came along.
Oh,
what's his name?
Jay.
Another man.
J-Mac.
J-Mac, you listening here? You ruined him.
He ruined his life. Ruined everything.
He
ruined
did.
Everything.
What a baby.
And then they had one more, Jenny Mac.
Cute.
And Jenny Mac was to make sure that J-Mac didn't turn out to be like that weird.
A demon.
What were the sleeping arrangements with the six children in your house?
My brother and I shared a room.
Which brother?
Forever.
Not Jay.
Brother Mark, older.
Marky Mac.
All right.
And then
Marky Mac.
Lori and Marcy had a room together.
All right.
Sure.
That makes
two
sense.
Older sister.
Yeah. That's four.
Lori and Marcy.
I'm keeping track here.
Jay and Jen were in the same room for a while.
That's confusing.
That had to be.
Got to split them up.
They had to be separated.
Got to split them up.
At some point, the Greg Brady room happened up on the third floor.
Oh, poor planning on your parents' part that they had the well, genders.
Here's the real miracle.
Yeah.
One bathroom.
No. What do you mean? What each bedroom had one bathroom?
Eight people, one bathroom.
We just have two. We have two
stations.
Bathrooms on our
shower?
Jet.
No
shower.
No.
The seat.
Stop
the throne.
It.
The sink. Three stations. Always
That's
occupied.
Tight.
Every morning.
Oh God!
I can imagine.
Yeah. Is that when you started shaving your head?
He's like, screw it! I don't have time to wash my hair.
You survived it.
Yeah, it was something else.
And did you say to yourself, "I will not have six children"? With one bathroom.
No, he did. He said, I will have so many bathrooms in my future. Yeah, I can tell right now.
How many bathrooms do you have in your house right now?
We have three bathrooms.
You spoiled
Almost
brat.
One for each kid.
Almost.
Spoiled
and
brat.
And person.
Yeah.
I love
wow.
it. We have more than two just on our jet.
Do you know what I like?
Very private.
And I'm going to be very honest, a powder room.
Yeah.
I do.
It would be nice.
Well,
nice
yeah, hello, the street
because
people of Vashon. Street children. Hello, Vashon.
Walk on by and visit us if you're out and about.
You know what, sis?
Look at this cutie pie. Hi, cutie pie.
You have been an absolute delight.
A
I know
delight.
Just about everything I need to know. I cannot wait to get started on this virtual reality TV show.
And I can't wait to do it with a lot of Camp Colvos Brewery beer.
I know I'm
going to
need more.
Yeah.
Scotty Mack. Come back and join us.
How can we keep up with you? How do we find you? Are you on the interwebs? Your tweets?
ScottyMack.tv.
.tv.
It's the... Scotty Mack.
It's the thing.
On
the
Instagram.
Scotty Mack. Okay.
We can find you there.
Yeah.
The one and only.
Facebook, I don't let you in.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
We'll
Good
see what
you.
Jeff
That's
can crack
smart.
His coup.
That's smart.
Very
That's
smart.
But Instagram is like my thing. I'm
well,
prolific.
You're a photographer.
I have over 4,000 posts.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of
it's the stardust.
I was an early adapter. Sisters?
You are following us, right? The famous Phils and Sisters?
Course.
Yeah. We have at least four of
those. I love the amazing array of photos that you guys have
Aren't
from
you
so many years back.
When you look this good, come on.
It's incredible.
That's why we called you.
Now, which one are you?
We are pretty.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Nancy. And we are the famous Phils and Sisters.
You've been listening to the broadcast.
Oh, thank you. Hey, see you next month right here on the broadcast. We hate to say goodbye, but we got it.
Goodbye.
Vashon, stay beautiful or just keep on doing what you're doing.
Camp Colvos.